Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India,
Ni Hao.
Namaste. In Japan,
Namaste.
Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, saubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And greetings to all my yogi friends. Namaste and Sat Nam. Welcome, welcome to Health and Wellbeing with Viada, the last show of 2022. Just take that in, breathe a breath of gratitude, inhaling gratitude, exhaling judgment and criticism, inhaling love, peace, joy, exhaling fear, anger, bitterness, inhaling happiness, laughter, breath, good breathing, and exhaling all the negativity from 2022. Let's just breathe it out. Let go of everything and anything that has caused you to stumble, that has caused you fear or worry or doubt. We're here today to bring you to a new awareness and remind you of how awesome and how great you really are. That's who I am. So for all you new listeners, welcome. This is Viata, and I'm in my living space. I am grateful that I have a small living space. Doesn't take much time to clean it. Thank you. And it doesn't take much power to run all the things I need, like lights and electricity and heaters. For the last week or two, I've had a need to turn my space heater on. I don't have a central air or anything like that. So my space heater has had to be turned on quite frequently in the last two weeks. But now, guess what? In Florida, we're going to be up to 80 degrees. This weekend for the new year coming in 2023. What a blessing. So I hope wherever you are staying warm and comfortable. Today, we're going to be covering the most important health lessons that I have from 2022. As we go into a new year, we can be reminded of numbers as the universal language of all of us. Numbers are the universal language. They speak to us on so many levels. And so that's one of the important lessons, health lessons for us, is to pay attention to the numbers in your life, because they speak to you from another dimension, from another energy level. So today, 12:30, if you just add up 1 and 2 is a 3, 30 is a 3, so we have 6, and then 6 is 12, so we're in a 3 energy today. 2022 has been a 6 energy all year. And the number 6, if you know anything about numerology or numbers, the number 6 brings a different energy, a different message, and it can mean different things to different people. But it's not as powerful as 7 or 11 or 8. So there's different messages. We're going into a number 7 year, 2023, which means divine energy, providence, divine action, perfection, if you will. Number 7 usually has energy of perfection. So let's get ready with today with understanding, overstanding, what are the lessons that we've learned in this year of 6? And the lessons will tell you what the number 6 meant to teach us. When you look back at 2022, from January to December, oh my goodness, so many things happened in my life, I know. One of them was patience. I had to be very patient as I transformed this shed that I live in now into my house. All the walls were not painted. None of the walls were painted. They were all wood, just pure wood all over. Now I have color everywhere. I have all my walls were painted by me. And I'm in 360 square feet of space. So all of this space, it took me the first 3 months of this year to put this all together, really. And then it took me even more time to get insulation on the ceiling. The walls were already insulated, but the ceiling was not insulated. It was just bare, open wood paneling everywhere. And I had to get insulation for that. So all of this taught me patience. Number one lesson for me this year has been patience, and it paid off big time because now I have this amazing, peaceful, beautiful space that is all about me and my personality. 360 square feet, all about me, and it's all and it helps me remind me of the blessings in my life. So as we go into the new year, we're going to take all these lessons from today that represent the whole year of 2022, patience, gratitude, all that. We're going to go into some detail. But thank you for joining me this morning. And Naima Latif is in the Facebook studio. Naima Latif, our executive producer, traveled all the way from Chicago to Florida on a train. Woo-hoo, let's give her a hand. Woo-hoo! Patience. Talk about patience. But the beauty of her journey was she met some really awesome people on the way. You can imagine, if you've never traveled on a train, then you don't understand all the different people that you can engage with on that journey. So I give her an applause just for starting out in the cold of Chicago, getting on a train, and traveling all those days, hours, how many, 2 days maybe. And she made it to sunny Florida. Now she's basking in the sun of Florida in the 70s yesterday. It was so beautiful yesterday. We were out at the park yesterday and went for a long walk. And this weekend it'll be in the 80s. We're back in the summer real quick. So that's why I say winter is very short in Florida. And we might get some cold weather in the next few weeks, but it won't last. So thank you, Naima, for tuning in. And we're going to start our joint rolling. I know that's what you came here for. And joint rolling is something we do every Friday morning here. Why? Because we love ourselves. This is a fly adventure. First, love yourself, F-L-Y, first love yourself, and joint rolling lubricates every joint in our body. That's what we do here. We start with our neck, lubricating this big joint that holds up our head. We go to our shoulders, and then we go to our back, and we kick up our legs and our arms, and we lubricate our wrist and our ankles, and then we lubricate our knees, and our then we go on our side, and we get our elbows while we're on our back, and we go to our side, and we roll our leg around and lubricate this hip, this wonderful hip. This is a pain prevention exercise. When you participate in joint rolling, you are working to prevent any pain in these joints because your synovial fluid is not going to get stale. The only reason your joints get stiff is because you're not moving them. And so we are encouraging you every Friday morning. In fact, every morning before you get out of bed, you should be moving into the new year every morning starting your joint rolling before you get out of bed, giving thanks in bed, smiling, breathing deeply, and exercising this body. So let us turn on some Time for Healing music. This music has been with me for a couple of years. I've been looking for something new, but I can't find anything appropriate and soothing and uplifting as this music. I love the words to this music. It's by The Sounds of Blackness, and I do have permission to play the music. I sent out an email to the company or the group that made this song, and they said, oh, sure, play the music, enjoy the music. So that's what we do, enjoy Time for Healing on this December 30th, 2022, the last Friday of 2022. Let's just celebrate while we roll and enjoy. And let's just take a deep breath in before we start. Through the nose and inhale, hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly, slowly, slowly through the belly. We always breathe from our belly. Breathe in. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in from the belly, pushing that belly out, and inhale, 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 and exhale. And we're going to be inhaling goodness, inhaling health, inhaling love, inhaling joy, holding it in, holding it. Feel that joy, feel that joy, feel that love, feel that love. And exhaling any resentment, any anger, any fear, out, 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 out of our bodies. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start the music, and we're going to start again, rolling our neck around. For those of you who can't see me, we start with rolling our neck, and I'll key you into when we're changing and when we're shifting the roll. And then we go to the shoulders. We roll around our shoulders. We do some swimming in the sea of energy. Then we get on our back, kick those legs and arms up, and start the joints in our feet and ankles. So let's do this, enjoying this December 30th, 2024.
Right. is pride, but pain is a sickness that is hard to cover, and it's the reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
Actually, you have a nerve that starts at the back of the neck, brainstem, squeeze and release, squeeze and release, squeeze and release. Massage that wonderful vagus nerve that communicates. This vagus nerve is a communicating agent. Yes, secret agent back there from the brainstem. It's a mind-body connection. We're going to talk about that today as one of the lessons we learned about how this body functions. There's mind-body connection. It's a communication network. So squeezing and releasing behind the neck, activating energy. Deep breath in. Release. Breathe in, release. Breathe in, breathe in. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Hold it, hold it. Exhale. And let's just squeeze the shoulder area. All go down the arm. Loving on the arm. Give that arm a pat underneath. Give your immune system, your lymphatic system is mainly under the arms and the armpit and in the chest area. Pat on the chest, and then let's go over to the other side. Squeeze on those arms. Rub those arms. Pat those arms down. Give your underarm a little massage. Get that lymphatic system moving, 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 moving. Patting on the chest. This is your thymus gland here. Remember, thymus gland is very, very important to help your immune system work perfectly, wonderfully. Right here in the middle of the chest, just give it a little pat, love pat. And then let's go round the breath. Don't ever, ever neglect your breath. They are so key in health and nutrition or health and well-being. Just give it, squeeze those breaths. Yes, yes, squeeze those breaths. Love on those breaths. Go underneath the breath and let them know how much you love them and give them, loosen up, get the lymphatic drainage going. Go behind, go to your, let's go to your navel area. Let's just pat around the navel area. And love on the microbiome, because that's your gut, your large intestines right around here. Give it a pat, give it a little massage in both directions, in both circles. And then let's just move to the back of the body where the kidneys and the adrenal glands are. And very important that you love on these kidneys. Too many people are ending up in dialysis these days, especially after the corona madness. We need to take better care of our kidneys and our adrenal glands that sit right here. Let's just take our hands, rub your hands together. And let's just place them right there on the back where the adrenal glands are and just breathe in and out. Breathe in, sending love to the adrenal glands and the kidneys right back there. Just lay those hands there, sending love to your adrenal glands and your kidneys. Breathe in and exhale. Love to the kidneys, love to the adrenal glands. Love, 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 more love, more love. They work hard. Those kidneys and adrenal glands work really hard in this toxic environment that we live in. So here we are loving on ourselves. And let's just pat down the legs while we're here. Give those legs a little love massage. Rub those thighs, energize those thighs and go all the way down. And there, we've given ourselves a nice love bath. I call that a love bath. And we give thanks for this beautiful body we live in. Our soul lives in a beautiful vessel of love. So we are here today to remind ourselves of the lessons from this amazing year we just went through, and a fast year of the number 6. So I'm going to move my laptop to my studio, and we're going to get busy. There we go. We're back in the studio. Thank you for joining me this morning. How has your year been? I would love to hear from all of you. I would love to hear from all of my listeners today. What have you learned this year about your health? If I don't care if you've been in the hospital, whether you've been in the hospital, whether you've been well, sick, share with us today. This is the whole point of Blog Talk Radio and health and well-being with Yacht, is to learn from each other. And this is all about lessons. What have you learned from this year that you can share with your brothers and sisters, with your neighbors, that can help them? If you're here listening and breathing, you've learned something about survival, because the media is really busy these days trying to confuse us and keep people in the dark. So we're going to be reminded today, I hope my audio's, they're still processing on mind-body connection. I have this great audio on the mind-body connection. We're going to all be reminded today of the most important health lessons. And therein is the first lesson, that everything we go through is a lesson, that there's no need in my mind to be afraid. And there's no, if you want to think of it this way, I was on Dr. Debbie Green's show yesterday. We're talking with her, having a wonderful conversation yesterday about life, basically. And Dr. Debbie Green and I were bringing out the fact that everything is a lesson. There's no need to be labeling something good, bad, wrong, right. Because if you think it's bad, if you think it's wrong, it's probably because it's a lesson for you. And we don't have to put a label on everything. Do need, in my opinion, to pause when we have major challenges, whether it's the death of a loved one or a challenge, losing a job, being diagnosed with a disease, then our job is to learn the lesson. That's number one health lesson for us from 2022, is everything that happens around us in our society, in our world, is a lesson. As my sister, Mama AZ, would say, this is a university, this is a school. We're all in this earth lesson, for it's a school to grow and to evolve and to share and really to learn how to love. To learn how to love myself first and to learn how to love others, because many of us grew up in families where our parents didn't know how to do that. Our parents were busy being critical and trying to get us to succeed in many ways. So they were criticizing. Many of our parents didn't know how to encourage us and build us up. We had to do that on our own, and we had to fall and rise many times before we realized the whole purpose of us being here on this planet. But now that we're adults, I assume most of you are adults, we have learned so many things about this journey, whether you were in war or whether you were in peace, whether you were in war in your home or whether you were over there in Vietnam. You had some lessons you had to learn to get to where you are today. And the first lesson, again, is that everything is a lesson, so that even if you were diagnosed with cancer or some disease, it's all a lesson. And the process to overcome the disease or the lost job or is the best thing in the world. My biggest lesson for 2022 has been patience, because I started out, as I said earlier, I started out renovating this space that I'm in. It was just an empty shed when I started in January. I had to move from my comfortable ashram king size bed living space to my son's house, one little bedroom all on my own or in my bedroom with this three-bedroom house. And I decided to renovate this shed, this empty shed. So it was a major three-month process, waiting on plumbers to show up, waiting on contractors to show up, waiting on electricians to show up, selling my tiny house, and on and on and on. The lessons were huge. Number one, patience. Everything fell into place eventually, and I now have this very comfortable space with a big bathtub and a small kitchen, which I love, and my own bed, twin bed. And everything fell into place. Why? Because I was trusting in the process. And whether it's disease overcoming, losing a job, trusting in the process. Another lesson from 2022 is that faith in a cosmic universe, a big, grand expansion of nature around us, birds, bees, everything. By the way, I had a bee in my car yesterday, again. Bees just kind of following me around these days. And I finally found the movie I was looking for, called Jupiter Ascending. I think that was the name of it. It's called Jupiter Ascending, about a woman who was cleaning houses. That's what I did, actually, for 10 years, cleaning houses. She was cleaning houses, and she realized she was sort of an alien on this planet. And the bees were all around her, swimming, flying around her all, and they weren't biting her. They were just flying around her. And the people who were there at in that scene, she asked, and they started saying to her, "Your Majesty, Your Majesty." And she said, "What's with this Your Majesty business?" And they said, "Bees have a genetic disposition, a genetic attraction to royalty." "Oh, my goodness, I'm royalty. I'm royalty." So if you've never been stung by a bee, you're probably in the royalty family. That's my conclusion. Because I've got bees, oh, they come to my door almost daily, buzzing around my screen door. They've been in the house buzzing around. They've in my car yesterday. I couldn't get rid of the bees, landing on my steering wheel, flying on my steering wheel. And so I've accepted this position of royalty on planet Earth. And you, my brothers and sisters, can have the same mind-body connection, that you are royalty, that you are full of greatness. Why? Because you're here, because your body represents love and power and unity and all so many. It's all a mindset. It's all a mindset. I just keep being reminded of it with a B in my life. So it's time for us to take a break. Thank you for being here this morning. And I hope that you will share with us throughout today in the show, what are your personal health lessons that you've learned in this year? You survived, and we want to hear from you about your journey, what it's been like in this year, and how others can actually overcome as you have overcome. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you worry about finances? family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
This morning. This is our show today. It's the last show of 2022 for health and well-being. But I'll be back strong on New Year's Day with Soul Purpose Healing. But today is our day. Let's take full advantage of this moment. You are part of this show always when you show up because it's a collective, powerful energy of changing this planet from the evil warmongering minds that have tried to dominate us over this year and into a more wise, peaceful, aware consciousness, if you will, awareness of who we really are. And so this morning, I would love to have you share by pressing 1 or commenting in Facebook, what are some of the lessons you have learned this year from your health journey, sickness journey, whatever journey you've been on. Share with us so that we can all grow. What have you learned? Now, if you're just joining us, it was our topic, most important health lessons from 2022, and I listed at least 8 of them that I'm going to try and cover this morning. And one of the first, and they're not in any particular order or priority. They're all important to me. They just float out of my head as to what are the most important lessons. I start writing. I got up to 8. And one of the first is our belief systems. I've looked at my friends and family, and I realize why some people are struggling, whether it's because their urine's not flowing properly or they have other issues in their body. And I look at them and think, okay, what do you believe about your health and your body? What do you believe about your family? Our belief systems are key in helping us journey on this earth with health and prosperity, our belief systems. And one of the things that affects our belief systems is our DNA. And so I want to play first audio is what is DNA and how does it work? Because your DNA some of us have what's called junk DNA. And that's just the programming that we have received or welcomed into our psyche from parents, grandparents, society, whatever, that has caused our body now to not be functioning at its health and vibrant level. So DNA is important to understand because that's what can affect your health. So here's a little clip about what is DNA. In case you're wondering, well, what is DNA? How does it affect me? Well, let's listen to this because too many of us are carrying around junk DNA, which is affecting our health. So that's a basic belief system that in this spiraling genetic energy called DNA, it spirals just like we talked about on Sunday, the spiraling universe that's within us. We can start from the inside, this kingdom within. The DNA inside of us determines in many ways what type of disease we're going to develop. So it's important to know what is this DNA.
Stated Clearly presents, what is DNA and how does it work? DNA, also known as deoxyribonucleic acid, is a molecule. It's a bunch of atoms stuck together. In the case of DNA, these atoms combine to form the shape of a long, spiraling ladder, sort of like this one here. If you ever studied biology or saw the movie Jurassic Park, you probably heard that DNA acts as a blueprint or a recipe for a living thing. But how? How on earth can a mere molecule act as a blueprint for something as complex and wonderful as a tree, a dog, or a dinosaur? To help answer that question, let's first take a quick look at amino acids. Amino acids are tiny little chemicals inside our bodies that are so important, they're often referred to as the building blocks of life. There's about 20 different kinds, each with their own unique shape. The neat thing about them is they can be attached to each other, kind of like Legos, to produce an endless variety of larger particles known as proteins. Amino acids make up proteins. Proteins, along with other chemicals, combine to form living cells. Cells make up tissues. Tissues make up organs. And organs, when they're all put together and functioning, of course, combine to form living creatures like you and me. These proteins that make up our bodies, and keep in mind, there's millions of different kinds of proteins, they each have to be formed in the perfect shape in order to function. If they're the wrong shape, they usually won't work. That's where DNA comes in. DNA does a lot of interesting things, some of which we don't fully understand, but one of its main and most well-understood functions is to tell amino acids how to line up and form themselves into the perfect protein shapes. In theory, if the right proteins are built at the right time and in the right place, everything else, from cells to organs to entire creatures, will come out just fine. This here is a simplified model of DNA. It shows us that the steps of the ladder are made up of four different kinds of chemicals shown here by different colors and letters. If you look at just one half of a molecule, you can read its chemical sequence or genetic code from top to bottom, sort of like a book. A single strand of DNA is extremely long, millions of letters long. It spends most of its life coiled up like a noodle, living inside the nucleus or the centerpiece of a cell. Amino acids, however, live outside the nucleus in what's called the cytoplasm. To help DNA interact with the cytoplasm and convert those amino acids into proteins, special chemicals inside the nucleus make partial copies of the DNA code. These partial copies, called RNA, look a lot like DNA, but they're shorter, of course, and they're missing one of their sides. Their small shape and size allows them to fit through tiny pores in the nucleus, out to the cytoplasm, and into the mouth of another particle called a ribosome. Ribosomes are protein-building machines. They read the RNA code three letters at a time, suck amino acids out of their surroundings, and stick them together in a chain according to the RNA code. As the chain grows, it bends, it folds, and it sticks to itself to form a perfectly shaped protein. Every three letters of the RNA code tell the ribosome which of the 20 different kinds of amino acids should be added next. For example, CAA tells the ribosome to grab a glutamine. AGU tells it to grab a serine, and so on. Once a protein is built, it can then go on to do a number of different things, one of which could be to help form a brand new cell. So to answer the original question, what is DNA? DNA is a molecular blueprint for a living thing. How does it work? DNA creates RNA. RNA creates protein. Proteins go on to form life. This entire process, as complicated, as sophisticated, as magical as it might seem, is entirely based in chemistry. It can be studied. It can be understood. I'm John Perry, and that's DNA Stated Clearly.
So it may have sounded a little complicated, but the bottom line to that is we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That is just one small aspect of our human vessel where our soul dwells. And one of the most important lessons for us is we need to respect the sacred temple that provides so much information to ourselves. And the bigger lesson is all these systems that are running this vessel are all communicating from what? The brain. The brain is the central command. If you don't get anything else, it's the one of the things that the lessons that are so important to take with us in the 2023 is this brain is running the whole show. And then there's a communication network with the microbiome community, which is the next very important lesson for 2022 is respecting our microbiome.
Our bodies are home to over 100 trillion microorganisms. These microorganisms are found everywhere and make up microbiomes. Over the course of evolution, microbes have evolved with us and have an important role in the human body. Without our microbiome, we wouldn't be able to survive. Microorganisms live all over the body, but have the highest density and diversity within the gastrointestinal tract. The gut microbiome is vital for digestion and helps us break down complex carbohydrates, such as starch from potatoes and cereals, and fiber from fruits and vegetables. The microbiome also helps provide vitamins and minerals needed to survive. As well as aiding in digestion, the gut microbiome is thought to play an important role in protecting against disease. Stomachs with a healthy microbiome are thought to be so diverse that when pathogenic bacteria are present, such as Helicobacter pylori, which causes stomach ulcers, they aren't able to thrive and cause disease. Studies have also linked a diverse microbiome to improved heart and brain health, weight control, reduced blood sugar levels, and a lower risk of diabetes. An imbalance of microorganisms in the gut is known as microbial dysbiosis. A gut with reduced microbial diversity may make it more susceptible to infection. The microbiome has also been linked to the nervous system and mental health. An inefficient digestive system has been associated with an over or understimulation of nerves carrying information from the stomach to the brain and could be linked to a range of conditions, including depression and anxiety. It is thought that the microbiome is essential to your well-being, and there are ways to promote a diverse gut microbiota. Eating a varied diet, not using unnecessary antibiotics, and spending more time outdoors are a few ways to promote and maintain a healthy gut.
I'm sure if you've been with me, you've heard about this amazing army. I call it an army, the microbiome system, because it represents trillions of cells. More, in fact, our microbiome, they have researched and discovered and shared with us, we have more microbes in our body, on our body, than we have actual cells. So that is an important lesson going into the new year to understand why we need to build up, maintain, and protect our microbes. And yet we've had this enemy attacking us about a virus that is part of this system that has told us you have to attack this with an injection in your body. Man came up with this chemical injection that everyone was being persuaded, or not everyone, many were being persuaded to have these chemicals put in our body to protect us from the virus, which is all part of the microbiome system. So that's a word that we have heard so much in this year, system, that this human body is really one amazing biological mind-body system. And the beliefs that we hold actually affect this system in a big way. So that's why the DNA information, just having that little bit of knowledge in our minds, the DNA is affected by our belief systems. If you believe that the only way you can get well is to go see a man in a white coat with a stethoscope, then your DNA spiral that is running throughout our body is going to be confused. Confusion. And I would say from my experience that most diseases are developing because of confusion in the DNA and the whole process of understanding what we're here for, why we're here, and what we're supposed to be doing. So there's something that comes up. This year, we talked about emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the understanding that reactions or responses to events in our life can affect our health. If we have someone, let's just say someone sends us a text on a holiday, let's say that you're keeping, and you get angry and upset that they're actually trying to communicate with you, then that's a part of your emotional intelligence that needs to be developed. Because why do we react to other people's behavior with anger and bitterness, fearfulness, and all the other emotions on the lower vibrational scale? Why do we react in a negative way, in a low-frequency way? Part of it is because we've been practicing that for many, many years. We've been programmed to react, and that's what's called emotional intelligence, and we've covered that in my Soul Purpose Healing show on Sunday. We covered it for several Sundays. What is emotional intelligence? How do we develop healthy emotional intelligence? And why do we even need to develop healthy emotional intelligence? Well, the fear that many of us were in over the last 2-3 years about a virus has really, in my opinion, contributed to the death of our brothers, sisters, human friends, because fear is a very powerful emotion to carry on for a long period of time. It's one thing to express fear, to express hatred, to express sadness, sorrow, depression for any situation in our life, but when we hold on to it, the lesson for us is that it's going to affect our DNA, our heart, our liver, our microbiome. Even our microbiome community is affected by our emotions. Why? Because we give out this acid versus alkaline chemical when we are stuck in fear. It's the adrenaline. The adrenaline that comes from our adrenal glands, the cortisol. If we hold on to fear, anger, resentment, jealousy for a long period of time, then what happens is the adrenal glands produce cortisol and other hormones that will take us into an acid state in our body versus alkaline, which is more healing. And so the emotional intelligence lesson is about recognizing how the body responds to our emotional low-frequency hate, fear and anger versus joy, 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 acceptance, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Gratitude is such a high vibration that your adrenal glands don't even have to work when you're in gratitude. They just are hanging out down there with the kidneys, and your adrenal glands are chilling. When you stay in gratitude, joy, and all these high-frequency emotions, your adrenal glands are just pumping out the good stuff, the joy in the hormones that are going to keep you healing. So emotional intelligence, that's one of the many lessons we're going to talk about from 2022. So we've got a caller in the studio. I don't want to miss any callers today. In fact, I encourage you and ask you to share your lessons that you've learned this year. Each of us are so unique. We're so unique that whatever lessons I've learned may or may not apply to your journey. So share with us, if you will, what are the lessons you've learned this year that have kept you healthy or not? Did you get into a hospital situation? Did you have to go to the emergency room? Did you find yourself in bed for 2 or 3 weeks? Share with us, what did you learn from that? Because it wasn't good, bad, wrong, right. It was just a lesson. So let me open up the mic for 312-768. Your mic is open. Welcome, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, hi. How are you, Grand Rising, Beata? Oh, wow. All of a sudden, I'm starting to break up. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, this is Mama Joy. Just chatting in, just checking in on you this morning and really appreciating the discussion that you bring into us this morning. You know, one of the things that I'd long understood is that energy that we can transmit to others. And it's amazing that what you're speaking about is not getting to more people and more understanding, but I guess it's just what it is, and you stay on the wall, and I appreciate that. You know, one of the things I've learned this year is that I have to take ownership of my own decisions and the consequences or the results of them. I have to take ownership of them because I would, you know, skirt around and say, oh, what if I had done this, trying to analyze it all the time. And when I get to analyzing, I eventually leave off track and find myself involved with something else and not completing it. And that's, I guess, it's a form of escape. But now I'm beginning to understand that no matter what I do, I come right back around where I left off at, unfinished work. So I take ownership of it. And
good,
I've learned that, yeah, because, you know, if you look around, I see hoarders and I see all kind of different people getting into intelligent people. But again, you talk about that emotional issue. You know, toxic emotions, and not in denying what's around you. But again, long story short, taking ownership has been a word of mine for about the last 6 months regularly. Take ownership of it, Joy, and then not allow myself to feel guilty about it, okay? Not knocking myself and saying ugly things to me. I said, okay. We've got a lemon here. Let's make some lemonade. Okay, Joy. You know, okay, all right, Joy. You screwed up, but hey, but take a look at it. Because it says not a spot that God is not. So in this decision that you made, you said you brought God in it, but you don't like the results of it. But God's got to be there. So something's good here. So even though I may not like what I see, search even in that to find something to be grateful for. Find something to be grateful for, you know. And what I've learned, Beata, is that in that search that I learned that I'm still here. It didn't take me down. It didn't take me down. So be grateful that I'm still standing in the midst of whatever the mess is. I'm still standing. I'm still breathing. I'm still grateful and trusting that the power of the universe is right here with me. You know, you were saying something about what Sister AZ says. We're in the universe of a school or a universal college, universal universe. And it took me right into the scriptures where it says, you know, I have place my law in your heart. And I begin to understand that no matter what it is that I find myself in, God makes a way. God makes a way because something is within me that if I trust in it, it will make a way for me to be relieved and to go through it and then find a lesson in it. And then be thankful because I wind up becoming stronger and go through these all the time. But it takes time for me to really understand what you're saying this morning. Just embrace it all as good. Embrace it all. Because nothing has come upon us to destroy us, but only to teach us how to get over and to overcome. How can you become a champion if you don't have a true test and overcome, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Thank you.
And you
so
know,
now I've got
you. You said the key lesson is taking responsibility, not being a victim. And that's where many of us are weakened by staying in victim mode. That's another lesson for us is don't stay in victim mode. You brought that out beautifully by you realize all these choices you made were for your good. Even though you didn't like how they turned out, they still gonna turn out for your good because you're learning lessons every day. And those people who stay victim mode, oh, poor me, look what happened to me, and then blame others. This is the other lesson. Stop blaming other people for what happens to you. That's not going to help. And what Mama Joy has showed us, she became empowered. You have become empowered, stronger, because you took responsibility and you looked at the lessons. Why did the Creator bring this lesson to me? Oh, I see now. Instead of, oh, you did this to me. Look what you did to me. It's all your fault. And then not going inward to realize this kingdom inside of me is so powerful to help
yes.
me overcome anything. I don't have to blame other people because I have a powerful kingdom in here. There's the other lesson, in the kingdom.
Exactly. And it's already in my heart. It's already
yes.
in my heart. And when I call, praise God, and then, you know, when I have this affirmation that you have is really good, the Brave Heart Oak. And when you now that I know it's in my heart, yet I now speak to my heart where the kingdom
yes.
resides, where
yes.
the kingdom resides. Because I may not know the law, but I know that if I say these words, listen to this, I am love. That's what you got on your page, the Brave Heart Oath. I am love. I am healed. I am Brave Heart. Today and every
yes.
day from the moment I rise until I gently close my eyes, I
yep.
will trust, I will honor, I will respect, I will protect, I forgive, and totally love myself first and foremost before anyone else or anything else. So help me, God, because I am, I can, I'm healed, and I am Brave Heart. Girl, thank you so much for that. That helped me so much.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that helped me so much. Speak to your heart. Because in each and every one of our hearts, God has placed the law of you, the conquering spirit. You can overcome. What does that say? No weapon that comes before you, you cannot overcome. Because it's in your heart to be that champion, to be that brave heart. Oh, thank you.
And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We have this idea that we need a doctor or we need an injection or we need this. That's carnal.
Yes.
And the weapon is, you don't need a weapon when you have a mighty kingdom of microbes and an army of all these cells in your gut that are working for you with your mind. And then, as you said, the kingdom within, activate, and the DNA, everything starts working on our behalf when our
mm-hmm.
words, and like we said, I'm a brave heart. I am
all these cells. All these cells are intelligent, and all of these cells communicate with each other. And it's for us to take ownership of every cell in our body and communicate to them what we want to translate through our whole body, because they're listening and waiting for a command from our tongue. Come on,
cell. Hallelujah. My sister is
yes.
summing up the lessons for us. Our tongue, our words. Our words have been used in negative ways many times, saying I'm sick, I'm weak, I'm not able to do this, I can't do that, oh, poor me. And then there, the DNA and all those cells start, oh, okay, they do exactly what you tell them to do.
Yes,
if you're thinking,
they do.
If you're thinking negative thoughts, the cells are going to receive that you are in command of this body. And that's one of the biggest lessons going into the new year. You're in command. 2023 is a 7. So the Creator is going to work with you and your command center to bring you prosperity, to bring you health, to bring you everything you need. But we got to realize all this year we've been preparing for this 7 year coming up that's going to be so awesome if you got the right command going on in the brain and let
go
of all this activity. That's why we're here, to come together
and encourage.
And
you know what, Brianna, my sister, I came this morning when I started searching for you because I can't get to your Facebook page for whatever reason. But while I was searching, I got to thinking. I said, you know what, I'm going to hang on here because I like what I'm hearing. I'm going to hold on to this because one of the things that I challenge the people of the religious order, and this is not a bad thing, but it's something that, and when you understand that we're here to overcome, and then Jesus says this, and the scripture says, he says, you have not because you ask not. If you are children of the Most High, then why aren't you telling your story?
Right.
And if you're children of the Most High, then here in America, why aren't we telling our story through God's eyes? Telling our story through the eyes of the God in our heart. Because when we understand that our cells are working for our good, every organ in our body is working for our good, why are we still looking for the answers to these illnesses, as you say, with the folks in the white coats? Because the illnesses that we're suffering from did not start from the heart. It started from thoughts and our negative emotions and the messages and the stories that we tell ourselves daily, and staying in that victim mode. As long as we stay in that victim mode, that's all we can speak are words that are going to confirm and stick us still in that, which to me is another kind of slavery.
Absolutely. And we've got so many distractions, sister, these days. Somebody mentioned something about something they saw on TikTok, and like, you need to stop watching TikTok. That is just another distraction. If we don't have enough distractions with the media, the TV, social, Facebook, Twitter, here comes TikTok. And we don't even recognize all these tools that they're throwing at us to keep us from knowing what you just shared with us, the power of our body and how what you learned and how you decided, because you were not looking at TV, you weren't looking at this, you weren't looking at that, you were just searching for something. You were, okay, I come to this conclusion. And so many other people are coming to conclusions from what somebody said on TikTok, from what someone said on the TV and the media and the news. Big lesson again, 2022, turn off the TV, put down the phone, and go outside in nature. And when we come back, thank you so much, Mama Joy, for sharing that. That's just so such a blessing for me and I'm sure others that you brought into this show this morning. I appreciate that so much. And when we come back from the break, we got another caller, I believe that's Carmi Sunhorse, who's going to bring us into reality of nature and all the things he's been sharing with us this year that, again, are pointing us to the kingdom within and the kingdom around us, not the TikTok, not the media, social Facebook, not the Twitter, not the CNN, CBC, ABC, and definitely not CNN, the medical system. But all the nature around us and within us is where we need to focus going into this new year. So we'll be right back after.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
We wrap up 2022, which went like zoom, so fast, like a jet engine or something. And we're here to share what lessons we've learned in this year that are helping us move into this 2023 is going to be such an awesome year, but we got to be prepared for it. We can't move into 2023 with the same victim mind and the same poor me mind and the same bad belief, not bad, we don't call them bad, the same weak beliefs that don't bring your DNA to a powerful, powerful energy system. So let's go to the phones. I'm looking for you to share what you've learned this year that has helped you rise to the greatness that you are today. And this, I'm going to open up the mic. 706-202, Brother Kwan Sunhorse, our brother from Georgia. Down there in Georgia, the weather's getting better down here in the south. Winter has passed,
yeah.
I think. Welcome.
Grand Rising. And as I sit here in the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Eatonton, Georgia, I'm very, very grateful for being allowed to sit here in nature and watch the sun as it begins to rise upon the lake. And the energies of the light that is reflecting on the waters of life. And we as water beings, we have to understand is that we use maybe 2% of our DNA in our conscious self. And what you call junk DNA is the story within you. You are a book. And the key is K-E-Y. Keep educating yourself or keep energizing yourself. And that is the story that we all come here to do as human beings, is that we are writing a story in the story of life. And being of service has been the key for me this 2 year. And being able to have interactions with those in recovery, interactions with those that are seeking their self, and being able to be as an elder to help in being able to share and to help bring out induspirate, which is the word education comes from, is to help them to bring out what's in their DNA. And also we have to look at the epigenetics, in that these 14 generations of DNA that we carry, we have to know how to reprogram that. Those things in which were not part of our living now, but was those that lived before us that we carry in us. And so these are the ways in which we're going to be able to move into this 7 year. And I've been asked as an elder, we're doing a dawn ceremony, prayer ceremony on Sunday morning at dawn. And we're going to start from the East Coast here, and then we'll go to the Central, then we'll go to Mountain, and then we'll go to Pacific. And each person that is volunteered to open the day with prayer to begin this new season is putting the energy, is what's called geomancy, earth divination. And putting it into the earth, Mother Earth, and putting our energy of love, light, and healing for all of us on this planet. Because this planet sits in the Milky Way, which the Milky Way sits in the universe, which sits in the cosmos. So what we're doing is that we're taking our DNA and we're beginning to write a new story, because each of us has all of those alphabets, all of those ABCs that's in your DNA, and you put them together to make your story. And your story is one of uniqueness, because there are no two individual humans on this planet, even identical twins are different. So what we're looking at is, how are we going to reprogram this 7 year to where it will be remembered by the next 7 generations that are coming onto the planet? Because for today, we will have 12,000 babies born. 12,000 babies will be born on this Turtle Island. And so in that birthing of those new ones coming onto the planet, how do we help create the energies in which they will grow in? They grew inside of the womb. Now, what is the womb of Mother Earth that we're going to have them growing in? These are the keys to what we have to begin to do. And how do we help the next 7 generations? By what we do, by what we say, by how we become better parents, mothers and fathers, to those ones that chose to come through us, as we chose to come through our mothers and our fathers. So it's a very powerful time in the shifting of moving through a new era, because this 2,160 years is coming to an end, but we're moving into the new cycle of another 2,160 years called Aquarius. And it's the honoring of the divine feminine and the sacred masculine, because it is the energy of the divine feminine that carries the mitochondria DNA that passes on to the what grows within her womb in the waters of life, is another being to become what creators allowed us to do as we are doing now. So I thank us for allowing this moment to be shared as the sun rises and we rise and bring into higher light and higher minds and to the heart, because the heart is the seed of the will, and the heart is the word earth. And what we do with our hearts on this earth is let thy will be done. Thank us.
Thank us. I am so grateful to hear how Kwame Sumpers is working with the brothers, especially, and with the people in his environment, in his city, in his area. In fact, he's been all over the country. Were you in Colorado this year, or was that last year?
That was last year in Colorado. We'll be in Arizona in September for the All Addictions Conference. And then I'm attempting to make it to Arizona in February. Is the man, the fatherhood, Native American fatherhood. And what it is, okay, is that these fathers are getting together from indigenous people around the country and coming together and saying, how do we help fathers to become better fathers and help those ones that are in recovery to recover, to regain who they were born to be, not what drugs and alcohol made them be.
Right, right. Hallelujah. So Kwame moved all over the country, all over his community. And that's why one of the other lessons for us is to move more, eat less. And eating is something, that's a word that has to be redefined. Because I went to the mall with a friend last week, and we watched a half of a movie called The Menu. And it wasn't really a mistake. We thought it was a mistake because we laughed after 30 minutes in this movie, we left because it was too violent. But the messages were coming to us from spirit after we left, because the movie started out with a chef reminding his guests, you are not to be eating. You are to be enjoying the presence of this creation that he put before them. And so throughout, after we left that violent, what appeared to be a very violent movie, the messages were amazing about eating, how we are not nourishing our bodies, but we eat for comfort. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I have had to learn this year, is that I'm doing too much comfort eating. And people would look at my diet and say, well, look at what you're eating. You don't eat a whole lot of junk food. I don't, but then I get into those modes, those moods, emotional states of mind where I think I need a cookie or something like that, where I think I need some chips, or I think I need anything that's not really nourishing me. Because the reality is, this journey we're on, brothers and sisters, that most of us are not nourishing our temple, this very advanced computer system, but we're eating for comfort. And I pray that all of us will take time in the next couple of days or the next few hours to meditate on what it really means to nourish this temple. And that means you are not going to shop in most of the aisles in the grocery store. You're not going to go down the bread aisle, because that bread really is not nourishing you at all. It's just comfort food. Most bread today is just a bag full of chemicals. If it has more than three ingredients, guess what? It's not nourishing you at all. It's just comforting you. Bread is so comforting, but it's not nourishing. It's causing actually more free radicals when we are doing more eating than we are nourishing. So it means that our diet has to change. Our nourishment has to change from cooked, processed food. And this has been all year. I've been sharing this lesson about the value of eating for our gut, not for our comfort. So let me go to another caller. We're okay with the timing. Another caller, 312-671, share with us some of the lessons maybe that you're learning from this year that you're now healthy and wiser. 312-671, your mic's open.
Hallelujah. Wayon Yashalom. Ahura, we don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
With some black education is
Hallelujah.
The best of our success. Hallelujah. I just thank you. I thank God first, last, and foremost for God's we are only, you know, and that is a concept that I believe my destiny have accomplished and we have arrived. Black love matters too. And we're going to be at a special location today with that concept. And as a result of we hold ourselves for the conditions of our communities support our efforts as we exercise change. And that's the one thing that you're emphasizing, Dr. V. This is Minister Plump from Chicago, Illinois, is change. And we change from being born to living life and to even transcend and see death. However, I like to just emphasize all I owe, my life and my death, I owe to God. It's not because I've been so nourished with knowledge before this year. It's because it's God's will only that I come into the complete understanding. And happy Kwanzaa to you too, beloved. Yes. We are going to, yes, ma'am?
I said thank you.
Yes, we are going, and Kwanzaa equals to 23. And what does Kwanzaa mean? It means a healing for you and me. And I'm thankful that, you know, you have shared knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and truth all the year with us. So as a result, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and I'm wise. And I thank God for Mama Joy, and also, was that Brother Kwame?
Yes, it was.
Okay. You know, and all of the brothers and sisters that tune in on the Female Solution. Now, as Yahshua, who most know as Jesus Christ, would say, and he is a black man too, each and every day, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free, in the Alpha and the Omega. So we started out with, Umaja, depends on the person announcing it, but it means unity.
Yes, thank you, Minister Plump. I got a couple of callers waiting to get in. I want to just ask you,
okay,
what is the most important health lesson from 2022 that you would like to share, you've learned?
Thank you. I have learned more than anything, God's will only, and he is the one that makes miracles happen for you and me and everybody's heart. You know, everybody got a heartbeat, and that is life. And they should thank the Lord that we have an opportunity to share, because God cares for all of us when we live this life in a righteous way. We'll be at 3515 South Cottage Grove on January 1st. That is this coming Sunday.
Great.
We'll be there with Kwanzaa from 2:30 to 4:30.
All right. I won't be everybody in Chicago. If you have the time, head on over there and join Mr. Plump in promoting the music and the joy of the community. And that's what he does really well. Thank you, Minister Plump, for all that you're doing in Chicago, my hometown, to bring joy and peace and love to that community. I want to go to our next caller before we go to the break. 312-768, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us. Who's calling, please? Your mic is open. Are you there?
You know, maybe my number. I've got to get used to it. I think that's my number. It's a Google number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have another comment, or you just?
Well, you know, I really just want to come in and thank Brother Kwame for his comments, and also alluding to the fact that there is a rise of the feminine essence on the planet, and birthing. You know, when the scripture speaks about pouring of the spirit on sons and daughters, you know, the earth. We just say the spirit, but what it is the awakening of the divinity which lies in the womb of the woman. And for, as you can see, the evidence all around that women are starting to come to the front, whether it's Iran or, you know, I mean, all over the place. Hey, I don't mind wearing the hijab, but don't tell me I have to wear it. And then they can feel. how the men are bonding and even killing them, you know, because of this. But nevertheless, it's something within them because it's time. And I really appreciate that. And I wanted to know more of how to get in touch with him and this movement that they're having, because it's what I feel that, not I feel, but it's what God is bringing above to us now, to be able to see through the eyes of God, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
And next time, to let you know that when we're dealing with TikToks and all of these other things from social media, it's run by the internet, and the internet is again created by the binaries and have created all these other apps, and it's a form of intelligence. And if
right.
we do not understand that it is intelligent, however artificial or manual it is intelligence. And and just like our brain and our workings and our bodies does, it serves you what you call it up. It serves.
Right.
TikTok came because it studies what people wanted. It studies what do the people want? What do they like? Who gets the most votes? And then somebody comes up and creates that for them. So, you know, if we think
that's right.
So we don't understand that there's an election and even with our leadership, come on. Even in our leadership, we get the kind of leadership that we have. Why? Because it's going to rise. If we're not careful about our minds, we don't understand. When we think thoughts, these thoughts eventually magnify, whether individually, community, or the nation. It just works that way. What is the consciousness of the country is the consciousness of the people. And it's important that we learn that we transmit right thoughts to ourselves, pool ourselves with other people who are thinking like we think and desire changing, so that we can have the best of the life and the best of leadership and the best of families, because they're all a product of our thought life. Hello.
Hallelujah. Well, I opened up Brother Kwame's mic, and he can give you contact information. I also have a question for Brother Kwame from our executive, Naima Latif. She has a question. Are indigenous families experiencing the same epidemic of fatherless homes as African Kwame, can you answer that? Did you hear that?
Yes. I heard the question, and thank you. And thank Mama D also. The part Naima asks is the nation of fatherhood is formed by indigenous because they looked at what's going on the reservation, and the highest form, highest epidemic of alcoholism and drugs are happening on the reservations. And so what they have begun to do in this White Bison Wellbriety Recovery, started by Don Coyes, is that they began to use their traditional ways, the ceremonies, the sweat lodge, the vision quest, and then they began to help the men to see how that they can be the tool for young boys growing into manhood. And these are the ways in which they did come up with this. And so, and it's working very well as being able to get men, especially going inside of the prisons, because most natives go to federal prisons. And what we've been doing is going inside of the prisons and introducing this program and being able to help those men when they come out of prison and to give them guidance as to how they can began a life of recovery. And so I've been working with them for some years now. And what we do is that we go and we have, it's indigenous red and black, because the prophecy says that the children of two shields will come together on Turtle Island and will begin to use the spiritual shield in order to help to protect us and to help the warrior to get back to being a warrior, because what happens with what they call the mind changer, that's the drugs and alcohol, that it changes the spirit of the warrior and it breaks him down. And the way that you kill a warrior is you kill his son. And so a lot of these men's sons are dying through addiction. And this is why they've come together and brought about this nation fatherhood. And they're out of California, and they're in different reservations around the country. And being able to help that people find the way to recover, and especially men and women, mothers and fathers. But it's more so dealing with how do men help men, because you were talking about meditation, and there's a sister that I just did a retreat with 12 men from 21 to 47, and it's called Bra Yoga, and teaching brothers how to meditate and how to do yoga and helping them to get the mind and the body disciplined in order for them to help reprogram that old way of life, coming out of the streets and coming out of incarceration, coming, you know, into a new way of life. So that's one program there in Texas that is going on. There's one going on in Maryland that I worked at the Healing Lodge. So there are different oases, and this is what I talk about on the Overground Railroad. Oasis is our ancestor spirit and service. And where is our ancestor spirit mostly at? In the forest, in nature. And so if we bring them in back to nature, we give them an opportunity for the ancestor to them and to be of service to their families and to the women that they are interacting with. And these are ways in which spirit is guiding, you know, because if we're waiting on the government, we'll never get there. We have to be the ones. The Hopi says we are the ones we've been waiting for.
That's right. That's right. And you know, one of the lessons for me this year is that I need to listen to this younger generation. I look at baby boomers have neglected to push back on this warmongering government. We were protesting the Vietnam War, and we were hippies. And we were doing a lot of resistance back, Black Panthers. And as soon as some of our leaders were shot down, we went to sleep. And they brought new free cell phones. Obama brought in a lot of comfort stuff. All these administrations brought in a lot of comfort for the communities, and we stopped protesting. And now we have this psychopathic elite government. And I don't even care what party you're in. They are out. They've lost their minds. They are not in touch with the people in Washington, D.C., is my observation. So one of the lessons for us, if you look back on 2022, what has this government done for us? Not a damn thing, if you ask me. So my opinion is that, and I'm going to open up Kwame's mic. My opinion is that we have to listen to this younger generation. They are the ones who are going to change this Earth's atmosphere. They're the ones who become radical with everything. I was thinking about just the fact that my hair is taken on a new look these days. I've got spirals coming out of my head now that I never had. And I looked at the youth like John Batiste. John Batiste has this very radical, swirly, natural coming out of his head. And a lot of our youth are letting their natural hair just spring out in any way they want. And back in the day, elder people were, well, you need to comb your hair or something. But no. We need to pay attention to this younger generation that is leading the way in freedom, leading the way in protest, not just with their hair and their body and their clothes, but in many ways. Because on some levels, the baby boom generation has gone to sleep. They're in their wheelchairs in front of the TV with the remote, watching 150 channels. whereas this is not a time to sit back in your wheelchair with your remote. We got to be actively resisting this government that has done not a damn thing for us this year, in my opinion. This is my opinion. They've been pushing a toxic, deadly chemical on us all year, fighting wars, doing everything to really destroy the psyche and the mind of human beings. So this is 2023 is the year of the creator, the divine intelligence. And I know Kwame would agree that we got to resist the artificial intelligence and embrace the divine intelligence that is not only in our six-year-olds, our eight-year-olds, and our 30-year-old youth, but we've got to resist every artificial production that is not serving this humanity to become more peaceful, more loving, and more supportive of one another. So, Kwame, you wanted to make another statement.
Yeah, and there was a brother in the retreat, and he's AP is a teacher. He teaches kindergarten and first. But what he did is that in his being able to come up with words and ways in which to touch the children's minds is that he used acronyms. And he says, mm-hmm. brothers, BROTHERS, brothers. It means to be real, open, truthful, helping everybody rise spiritually. And we
Hallelujah.
Need, and the need is nourishing energy every day. And love is letting our voices engage. Peace is a positive energy activating community. Anyway, community, but tribe and dealing with the nation to reconnect in beauty every day. And the art is to activating real truth. And these are ways in which we can change the programming of our DNA by taking a word and making other words out of it to empower the youth. This is what they do with rap. And so, yes, we need to support them and ask them how can we help them, because it's their mission, that Generation X, the millennials, and the ones that are coming now, these Z generations. Each generation out of relative obscurity must either fulfill its mission or we will all fail. This is what Frantz Fanon said in 1952 in Richard of the Earth. We have to begin to help each other. And as we, as baby boomers and elders, we're getting ready to become ancestors. You know, the silent generation is just about died out. We have very few centurions, 100-year-old people still here. But what we're needing to do is it's important that we have the grandmothers, the elder women, and the grandfathers to give that lap time to those young people, is because we're now giving our children laptops instead of lap time. And that's very important as to being able to have the human reaction and the wisdom of our elders. Not all yeah. of them are wise, but those that few that can help and pass on, we need to be able to work with the next generation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do have a centenarian in my life. This man is 100. He turned 100 years old, I think last year or this year. And he's a pretty amazing person. And even though there's not a lot of wisdom in here in him, I'm learning so many lessons from him. Number one, he's blind in his one eye. He has a pacemaker in his heart, and he has diabetes. So he's not in the best of shape, but he's so energized verbally, and he always wants me to hug him and kiss him when I see him. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that, because he's been jabbed and boosted too much for me. And he's always trying to get me jabbed and boosted, but I'm like, no, I don't do that. Don't do that. So the lesson I've learned from him is that the reason he's still alive, number one, he has not had a wife in several years, because his wife died. He spent 15 years visiting his wife in an assisted living place because she had a stroke. and he was a faithful, faithful husband. Then she died. So that was about 15 years ago. This man is so happy, healthy, because he doesn't have any conflicts in his relationships. He lives in an assisted living home comfortably because he sold his house, didn't have a mortgage. So all of that $250,000 from the sale of his house is paying his rent at an assisted living place as a 100-year-old resident. So the lesson I've learned from him is don't keep people in your life who are in conflict with your own belief system or your own peace. Get rid of toxic people. That's my biggest, one of my biggest lessons. Do not keep toxic people in your life. They will bring you down. They will cause disease in your life. My dad stayed in a marriage where he was an enabler for probably the last 20 years of his wife, of their relationship. And I saw his health deteriorate more physically. He had a strong mind. He did not have any signs of Alzheimer's, but his body deteriorated and his heart got weaker because his wife was very narcissistic, very verbally abusive, and that's what brought his heart to a weak state where he, at 95 years old, thank you, Yah, he had to leave the planet. But that's one of the biggest lessons for me. I don't know about you. Get rid of toxic people. Don't. It's not worth the time. You got to have your little antennas up to recognize people who are trying to, number one, control you. Do not let people control what you think is best for you. It will only create a resistance in your cellular DNA that will stop, get that spiral off balance and everything else off balance in your life. So start recognizing people who want to tell you, an adult now, we're not talking about children, even children to a degree have to have their freedom. I have to have lifted my hands even off my 6- and 8-year-old grandchildren that they need freedom. They want freedom. They desire freedom. So sometimes you just have to let them walk across the street with no cars coming. And the freedom they have is causing them to be healthy. These are some healthy, healthy children. Even though they eat a lot of junk food, they have happy, healthy days. They have healthy laughing. They laugh a lot. You need to have friends around, people in your life who are help you laugh all day, not cry all day or resist all day. So let me go to the phones real quick. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Welcome, sister. How are you doing today?
I am grateful.
Hold on a minute. Kwame, did you want to give a contact information? Mama Joy did ask how she could contact you.
Yeah, she can reach me or she can send me an email at, you can text her my number, but she
okay.
can send me emails at kwamesun@gmail.com.
That's K-W-A-M-E-E-S-U-N?
No, it's one E. It's one E-S-U, kwamesun@gmail.com.
Okay, and then I'll forward your phone number to her. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mama AZ, your mic's open. How's it going with you today?
I'm grateful, sister, and thank you for asking. I kind of tuned in late, but I'm going to have to go back and listen to the whole thing. You're right, and thank us, Brother Kwame, and I'm just grateful to be here. These are some very interesting times, and we all chose to be here, family, at this particular time, and you do need to eradicate toxic people out of your life. If they're not on your page most of the way,
move on.
Then just be on your own, you and the Most High Source, Creator, God, however. You're not by yourself, family, even if you think you are alone. We are not. I could go on and on and on about this, but be by yourself and be with yourself. Go within you. If there's nobody else that rolls with you and your vibration is better because when you're dealing with people who are not on your page on any level, it is draining your energies. and you might feel lonely and you need somebody. You don't. You have you and other sources that you may not be able to see. And Brother Kwame, I love you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful, sir, that you are a brother and you are doing what you're doing. Family, for years, it seemed like centuries. I pray for someone like Brother Kwame, who looked like Brother Kwame in that body, that melanation station, I call it body, to come to my circle to do what he's doing right now. And I pray and I ask you, family, to keep Brother Kwame in the light always, to continue to share what is so vital, vital food for the mind, body, and spirit, and be in nature as much as you can, because that is the element, the component that is going to get us over the hump. And if you have the opportunity to take the children, the youth, and just put them in the earth, in the dirt, pitch a tent, make a fire in nature, you will see the change. Thank us, Brother Kwame. Thank us, Dr. V.
For those of you who are new, united spirits, united souls, coming together collectively to bring about a new earth, a new peace. Now, I want to give you some statistics before we go. Over 100,000 people die every year in the U.S. Over 100,000 people transition out of their bodies every year in the United States by, quote, properly prescribed drugs, end quote. In other words, safe and effective. How many times did we hear those two words in the last 2 years? Safe and effective. It's safe and effective. So one of the bigger lessons for us is don't listen to the propaganda and the BS from medical systems that say something is safe and effective, because we now know that they lied to us. And the number three leading cause of death in the United States remains, from what I know, as iatrogenic medicine. That is doctor-caused death. Doctor-caused prescribed medicines, iatrogenic, I-A-T-R-O-G-E-N-I. They actually put a name on this because the numbers are so high. People trusting in the medical system, MDs, and their BS. So biggest lesson is try and find a more natural alternative to all your health, physical imbalances. I am not an MD. Now, my friends may call me Dr. V, but I'm not a medical doctor. I am a doctor from the Creator, Most High, Universal Cosmic Energy, studying all day, every day, increasing my knowledge. I have such a thirst for knowledge every day. That's why at the end of my day, I'm usually on YouTube searching for more knowledge, whether it's what's going on in the rap community or what's going on in the intellectual educational community. I have just amazing search for knowledge. And so that's where I spend my time. And I want to encourage you to do the same. We cannot afford to be ignorant any longer. In fact, my friend Ralph Smart's quote is, ignorance is expensive pain. Let me say that again. If we didn't learn anything from 2022, ignorance, ignoring the ant. I did several shows, if you missed them, on Soul Purpose Healing Sunday night about ignoring the wisdom of the ant. Ignorance is expensive pain. So if you're walking around and you've had a headache for 3 days, let's say, and all you're doing is taking aspirin, and then eating at McDonald's or any other fast food places, or You go into the grocery store down the middle aisles looking for bread or canned soup or some other man-processed food, then that is ignorance, total ignorance, because that's comfort food. Let's just admit it. Nothing wrong with it, but you got to admit, like Mama Joy said, take responsibility. Stop this blame, because when you get cancer, you go to the doctor that you have cancer. Oh, my goodness, it's all their fault. It's this fault. It's that you're going to blame everybody you can think of and then forget about the choices that we're making every day to eat versus nourish these amazing, amazing temples, sacred temples. So hallelujah, hallelujah. 2023 is upon us. We only have two more days to stay in ignorance, if you want to put it that way. But let us be committed as a body of united spirits to grow in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, to honor this temple more in 2023, because you're going to have so much help next year with the number 7 always above your head. Just think 2023, as you go in, number 7 is just sitting there waiting to bless you, prosper you, and help you be your very, very best that you've ever wanted to be in this new year. And it has to come with some understanding, knowledge, appreciation, responsibility, and gratitude for where you've been, not blaming anyone, but just gratitude for how far we have come. And that's the biggest lesson, is to stay in gratitude. So everybody have a beautiful day. It's almost 75 degrees here in Florida. I have to get out. I have to get out in nature. And that's the other lesson, more nature, more nature, more nature. Hallelujah. Everybody have a great weekend. And, of course, be safe on the 31st, tomorrow night. It's actually here. Celebrate 2023. And you might not even think, well, it's really not the real new year, but it's 2023 numbers.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear
so
every show
so
in the
much for being
at www.blogtalkradio.com/
and go out and share the
show
if you
solution.
Need to have this
hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/
so we're going to say thank you to our
about today's show. You can always reach me on my website
to
at
all of you on Facebook. Nature nurtures.
Zelda
says, nature nurtures.
And
Zelda says, yeah, united spirit, the divine. Awesome show.
And be
very much.
Your copy
thank
of the book,
you
the
for
showing
up.
On behalf
so
of
let's
our
say
team
thank
you
of
radio hosts,
to our
I'd
global.
Like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xie
Xie.
India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
And to all
thank you.
Of my yoga.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.
Thank you.